Secondly, he prayed that they might have power so that they might grasp the love of Christ with an ever-expanding comprehension. Now, I want to stop here for a minute. Janet was quizzing me today on this power and what the love of God had to do with power and how understanding the love of God, what that had to do with power. I told you I could preach on this passage 52 times. I could spend a year here. And we could address all those questions. But this is a thinking person series. And I hope you come back. Not because the speaker was a really good orator. But the message is true. I want you to come back to it. And understand what the Holy Spirit coming to your life and creating a place for Christ to dwell, what that has to do with power. What that has to do with the power in the inner soul. And what does grasping the love of Christ with an ever-expanding comprehension, what does that have to do with power? It has everything to do with the power. It was only because that was at work in Stephen that, it's where we closed last night. Remember the spit of ridicule and derision that was pouring off of his body as stones were being thrown to crush his ribs, to crush the bones in his arms and his legs. The scene was so full of hatred, and yet right at the middle of the scene, was a man like you and me, a man of like passions. And he cries out, "Father, forgive them." The very people that were murdering him. "Father, forgive them." How could he do that? Because he grasped the love of Christ with an ever-expanding comprehension. That's why. Because the Holy Spirit had been at work in his life, preparing a place for Christ to live on a daily basis. Look at Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. 17b. "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power, together with all the saints, with all the other people here at First Presbyterian, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge." How does the Holy Spirit then bring us to understand the height and the width and the length of God's love? Where do we see the love of Christ or the love of God like nowhere else? You know the answer to that. God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, finish it with me, Christ died for us. Now shift gears with me just for a minute to really understand that. In Romans 1:20, we read this verse. "For the invisible attributes of God, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made." Paul was saying that you can not only look at the physical universe and see that there's a God. We do this all the time. We see a beautiful sunset. We see a beautiful sunrise. And we say, how does someone say there's no God? Well, that's not what Paul was saying there. Paul was not only saying you can see that there's a God when you look at creation. He said you can see what he's like. The Christian knows the vastness of the universe, and it reflects what? The vastness of God. The age of the universe reflects the eternity of God. The millions of galaxies containing millions of suns and stars and planets and comets and black holes reflect the power of God. We look at the creation, the universe, and we're in awe of God our Creator. Now back to the subject at hand. What the universe reflects about God pales in comparison to what Jesus on the cross reflects about the love and grace of God. Next time you look at pictures, and I love to do this, look at pictures sent from the Hubble telescope. The next time you look at these pictures and you sit and wonder as you see the characteristics of your Creator, of your God, remember that there's even more wonder. There's even more wonder for us as we look at Calvary. What we see in the creation pales compared to what we see at Calvary. The Holy Spirit keeps taking us to Calvary. That's why Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper. And He said, remember me in doing this. Remember what I did in doing this. Remember the cross in doing this. He means for us as individuals, for us as a church, to keep coming back to the table, to look at Calvary, to stand at Calvary, to stare at the cross, to show us more of the depth and more of the height and more of the width of the love of Christ. How does a father... I wouldn't give my children for the riffraff of this world. How does a father who loves his children more than I love my children, how does he give his own son? Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the oceans dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Let me tell you, this power is going to be directly related at First Presbyterian Church. It's going to be directly related of the awe that you have for Calvary, by the wonder you have for Calvary. See, we forget that. We say, well, Jesus died for my sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his own. We let those words drip off of us. And we take them as being common, and we forget the wonder. Lee Iacocca, remember he rescued Chrysler from bankruptcy several decades ago now. In his book, his biography, he talks about how his father immigrated to this country from Italy. He said, every year my father would load the family in the car and take us to see the Statue of Liberty. And we heard the same message every year about how he came to this great country, this free country. And then Lee Iacocca said something that I'll never forget. He said, my father took us every year. He said, I've taken my children one time. That's what so many of us have done with Calvary. We forget. We forget. He says, I hope you have the power. I'm praying for you to have the power to grasp the depth. Because the truth of it is, you can never grasp the depth. It is too deep. It is too high. It is too wide. You can't get it. But that's all the more to keep going back. Because every time it will grow higher, and every time it will grow deeper, and every time it will grow wider. If the love of God at Calvary is not wider now for you than it was 10 years ago, something's wrong in your life. If it's not deeper and it's not higher than it was 10 years ago, something's wrong in your life. He prayed that they might have power so that they might construct an appropriate dwelling for Christ so that they might grasp the love of Christ with an ever-expanding comprehension. And the last, it's the best. He prayed that they might have power, so that they might be filled with the fullness of God Himself. I can't grasp this. I'm sorry. I can't. Remember the Holy Spirit dwelling in you? It's real. He's real. He's there. He said, I want you to have the power, this power, so you might be filled with the fullness of God Himself. Look at verse 19. It's right there in Scripture. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure, to the limit of all the fullness of God. That you might be filled with as much of God as possible. You stand at the ocean, and you put a quart jar down, and you let the salt water pour into that jar and fill it up. That's a great picture of how the Holy Spirit fills us. That little jar holds so little, and there's a great ocean out there. We hold so little. God is the ocean. I'm just a quart jar trying to hold an ocean. And I can't ever do it. But God says, don't you ever stop trying. Because every time I fill you up, it's going to be like a balloon. The limits of your life are going to expand. The love in you is going to expand. The joy in you is going to expand. The patience in you is going to expand. The peace in you is going to expand. A scientist looks at the universe through his telescope. He's not a believer. But he is in awe of the universe. He understands the sun is a small star in the Milky Way galaxy. He understands that the distances are incomprehensible. The sun is 27,710 light years, from the middle of the Milky Way galaxy. There are millions of galaxies. There are binary stars, black holes, dwarfs, brown dwarfs, nebulae, neutron stars, novae, pulsars, quasars, red giant supernovae. And so many more that we don't even have names for. The science looks at the universe, scientist looks at the universe, and he's filled with wonder and awe. When would a scientist ever say, I've never heard this. I've done that. I've looked at the universe, I've filled myself with the universe, and I know all about the universe. Know it all. I've exhausted the universe. There's nothing more for me out there. The scientists we hear speak say, we're just scratching the surface. And the scientist looks at the universe, and he keeps coming back and filling himself with knowledge. Now, that's the picture I want you to have. He keeps filling himself with knowledge. However, the universe is impersonal. The universe has no soul, has no life, no personality. The universe and its vastness is nothing compared to the vastness of God. The picture is that God is personal. God is living. And from His vastness, through His Spirit, He fills us. He put something of himself in us. He said, I pray that you might have this power, that you might be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. You keep going back. And it's not just knowledge. Yes, study your Bible. Yes, pray. You know, do everything you can to understand God's Word, to grow your theology, to understand more and more. But understand this, that there is a living God that is pouring His living self into you as a living being. That's what this verse is saying. That's where the power comes from. So what do we say? He wants us to have power in our being, inner being. Paul says, I'm praying for you to have power in your inner being from God's inexhaustible resources supplied by the Holy Spirit. And what's the purpose of this power in us? To construct a dwelling for Christ in our lives, to bring in ever-increasing comprehension of the love of Christ, so that there's an ever-increasing filling of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's a power that comes from Christ dwelling in our lives. There's a power in diving into the vastness of Christ's love. There's a power in continually being filled by the Holy Spirit, who brings the fruit of love, so that we love in... When we have the spittle on us and the bones are being cast to break our bones, we pray that God will forgive those who are bringing the persecution. So that the Holy Spirit fills us so that we have a joy. Even at midnight, when our backs are laid open by the whip, or in the darkness of midnight, when one of our children has died, there's tears, yes, but there's a joy that can never be taken away. We're not crushed by the darkness and by the sorrow. And there's a peace that even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, peace. It says, even there, you are with me. There's one person with you right now who will walk through the valley of the shadow of death with you. You will leave your body. You will leave your family. You'll leave all those that love you. But the Holy Spirit of the living God will walk through that valley with your soul. All the people that were on my list, this was their source of power. And what do we do in the church? We say, man, if we just had $1 billion, think of what we could do. If First Presbyterian Church had $1 billion, think what we could do. I can promise you, God's not going to give you $1 billion. He's given you someone much more powerful and much larger, capable of far, far more than $1 billion. He's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. And so we close by reading Ephesians 3:20. Here's how he closes before his doxology. He says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. Is that what he says? That would be a good theology. Now to God, who's able to do more than we ask or think. But that's not what he says. That would be great theology. But that's not what he says. God is able to do everything. But that's not what he said. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power that as it is at work within us. According to the power that's in us.